Final hour on this Saturday. Forrest Company, 102.5, 106.3. The Game, Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman with you up until noon. We're going to do a new segment here. Coming up in the final hour, we will talk about the College World Series as the championship series starts today, game one between Coastal Carolina and LSU. I'm going to take a segment. We don't know what it's called yet.
Lyman's Lessons.
It's like for kindergartners.
It's like Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
Lyman's Literature.
Lyman's Literature. God. We're going to figure out a name. That's coming up at 11:30.
We could play some like 14th century Baruch or something.
Yeah, I don't know. And we'll make picks. But as we teased maybe too much heading into the break, we're doing a new segment here. Where are they now? If you've ever seen the NBA on TNT's Who He Play For, it's kind of like that. But it's across all sports. I've got three players. We're going to see if either Connor Newt or Nick Frazier know where these guys are now. If you can guess the league, you get 1 point. If you can guess the team, you get an extra two. So maximum of 3 points per player.
Okay.
We got it?
We got it.
All right.
We're good.
Here we go. First player, Jabari Parker.
Oh, former Buck.
Former second overall pick out of Duke by the Milwaukee Bucks. He played with six different NBA teams, native of Chicago. Where is Jabari Parker now?
He's not in the NBA.
He's not in the NBA.
Okay.
None of these players are playing in a major four sports league, okay, which we may have to adjust based on how this goes.
But they are active.
They are active, playing somewhere in the world.
I'm going to say he is playing in China.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
I am going to say Taiwan.
No. Europe.
Europe.
He's playing in Spain. This one was the easy one, I thought.
Was it Mallorca?
He's playing for Barcelona. I went with like the most common like team that you would think of.
I was thinking Shanghai Sharks.
Of Europe. So maybe you'll be able to get another one. But Jabari Parker playing for FC Barcelona's basketball team. Are they FC Barcelona in basketball too?
Yes.
Even though it's football club?
Yeah, it's an academy.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so you guys 0 for 2. We may have to adjust the rules on this because it may be too hard. The next one, I don't know if you guys, this one you may not know. Do you guys remember who Vernon Adams Jr. is?
Football.
He was the Oregon quarterback who took over for Marcus Mariota in 2015.
Ah.
So he transferred to Oregon from Eastern Washington. He threw 55 touchdowns in 2013 with Eastern Washington. He was okay at Oregon after Marcus. Where is Vernon Adams Jr. now?
Oh, I don't think he's in the UFL. I'll say Arena League.
Incorrect. He is not in the AF1. That's a good guess, though.
Canadian Football League.
He is in the Canadian Football League. Nick Frazier's on the board.
Hang on. Wait for it. The Saskatchewan Roughriders.
Good guess. The Calgary Stampeders.
Close.
Is the current home of Vernon Adams Jr. So Nick Frazier's on the board. We got one left.
That's how we do it, folks. Well versed.
I think we should expand to five.
Maybe we should do five because we're only like 5 minutes in and we're through
expand.
Two. We might need to expand the game and also probably need to bring this back to the States a little bit. But you guys are going to know that this one, you guys might be able to get this one. Back to basketball. Uh-huh. Former ninth overall pick out of Michigan in 2013, Trey Burke.
Oh.
He spent 10 years in the NBA. Stints with the Jazz,
former
the Wizards, the Knicks, the Mavericks, and the 76ers.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Trey Burke now? You know what? Nick Frazier's in the lead. We're not going to do this full celebrity birthday style.
Uh-huh.
We can go back and forth here.
Okay.
Nick Frazier, you take the first guess.
Ooh, let's see. DeMarcus Cousins is in the Puerto Rican. Well, was in the Puerto Rican Basketball League. I'm going to go, you already mentioned Europe, so I'm going somewhere else. I'm going back to Taiwan. Going Taiwan Basketball League.
Not in Taiwan.
No. Not in America is what it
Not
seems
in America,
like.
Yeah. No.
I'll say China again.
He is in China. Ah. Connor Newt ties it up, and can he win it? Does he know what team?
You know what? In honor of who he play for, I'll stick to the guns. Guangdong Tigers.
Ni hao. Connor Newt wins.
What just happened? I just got walk-offed. That's what just happened. Bottom of the ninth inning.
I wrote on the grid, because we were making fun of who he played for, Guangdong Tigers, Ni hao. And it was a little hint. Trey Burke, a member of the Guangdong South Tigers.
Pretty good basketball player for the Knicks back in the day. Really?
He was great at Michigan.
Yeah.
What a walk-off.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. We need to expand the game.
Yes.
Three is not enough, but that was fun.
That was something. The ending was great.
That's got to be a drop somewhere. For
slightly,
our show.
Slightly racist, but, you know.
We were just quoting Shaq. There's nothing wrong with that. I think maybe we do need to bring it back to the States.
I'm getting
I'm
getting Ni hao texts on my personal text line.
I don't know. I think keeping it outside the U.S. makes it pretty interesting.
I mean,
that was fun.
Like, who knew Trey Burke was playing for the Guangdong Tigers?
Here's what I think we should do. I think we should do a section of in the States. Than a section
okay.
of outside.
I like that. Maybe yeah. two in the States, two outside. Maybe three and three.
Three and three, yeah.
We could do that.
I like that.
I would throw in a wild card, too. So I could do one, hypothetically, a reverse one. So I'd say, like, WWE superstar Roman Reigns played college football.
Yeah.
Where did he play?
Oh, that's
Georgia
a good one.
Georgia Tech.
Look at you.
Wow.
Defensive tackle.
Do you know where Bron Breakker played college football?
Bron Breakker. Virginia.
Nope.
No.
I hope not.
ACC?
Nope.
SEC?
Conference USA.
Oh. MTSU?
Nope.
Florida Atlantic?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Think newer.
UTSA?
Nope.
I don't know.
Kennesaw State.
Kennesaw? Oh, yeah. Very new. Kennesaw State. Wow. Yeah. We're workshopping that game. The ending was fun, but
that was
a dry run. We need a little bit longer. So next week we will flesh this thing out a little bit more. But that's going to be a new segment. Where are they now? In the vein of the NBA on TNT, who he play for?
That was great. That was a great inaugural segment. Honestly,
that was just a dry run.
I was just really hoping somebody got Guangdong Tigers.
Connor got it.
I didn't even know if that was the answer. I just said, you know what? We're going back to the roots.
Right. I mean, I wrote it on the grid, and I was like, I have to find one of them who plays. And actually, there was two players on the Tigers who I actually recognized. It was Trey Burke and. Will Barton also plays. Oh, and Darius Baisley play for the Guangdong Tigers.
Wow. Are they good? They seem like they must
they
be.
They all
good.
Were NBA draft picks.
No, I'm talking about the team.
Oh, they're the team. Let's see. How did they do?
Yeah, former NBA
their
players.
Schedule.
You know?
Yeah. Like, Will Barton's a former Nugget. Darius
yes.
Baisley played for the Thunder.
Thunder, yeah. Let's see. They did go on a big winning streak.
Here's what we should also do. Whoever wins gets to keep it next week.
Okay.
So I will have it next week.
Connor will do who he play for. We can't steal that. Where are they now next week? And we'll work it out. So three currently playing in major sports
that way,
leagues
you'll
in America.
You'll definitely have one.
Right.
You know, it'll be a different person every week.
And then the end of it will be three who have since moved on from the Americas. All right. I love it. We've worked out this game. Next week, it'll be better.
31-15, by the way.
31-15?
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
Go Tigers. Go Tigers.
Ni hao Tigers.
That's our first episode of Where Are They Now? Let us know if you liked it, because I'm not so sure how good of radio that was. But
I think it was great radio.
I thought it was funny. 615-737-1025 is our phone number if you want to chime in. We are broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly BI membership where the buzz is always about great service. Coming up next, we'll get into the College World Series. LSU and Coastal Carolina getting ready to start Game 1 tonight in Omaha. LSU looking to make it six straight SEC championships in college baseball, while Coastal trying to win their second title in the last 10 years. We'll talk about it next here on Force Company 1025, 1063 The Game. Force Company 1025, 1063 The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman with you. Got about 45 minutes left in the show. Plenty to come. We're going to dive into the College World Series here as The finals start today. It is a 6 p.m. first pitch, I believe. Does that sound right? 6 p.m.?
Yep.
Yep, 1:30 tomorrow. So tomorrow's going to be a great sports day. You're going to have a winner-go-home game for somebody. Whoever loses today, that will be their season, whether that's Coastal Carolina or LSU at 1:30. That'll wrap up probably around 4:30 or 5, and then you can get ready for Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Tomorrow going to be a great sports day. I'm glad I'm only in here in the morning. Get a chance to settle in and just watch some championship-level games.
I will be
all
here
day tomorrow.
Another big game tomorrow. Cats are in Clarksville for their semifinal playoff appearance.
Yeah, lots of...
Big one for the AF1.
Yes, lots of big ones. Back-to-back weeks at F&M Bank Arena. You can listen to that one over on 93.3 Totally Hits with Chase and Big Joe. But this College World Series, it's been fun. And Frazier, we talked a little bit yesterday about that Arkansas collapse. But, you know, that's one I think we're going to remember for a while because... I was all ready for a winner-go-home game on Thursday. You know, SEC on SEC, winner moves on to the championship, loser season is over, and Arkansas just found every possible way to lose that game.
Yeah, that whole thing about Arkansas always finding a way to lose, it's so true on so many different levels. I mean, the fact that you have one of your best pitchers who throws a no-hitter a few days before that, and then you fall apart.
I know.
Like, I don't understand how you can do that. I mean, that your pitching staff should be in good condition because you threw only one arm.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't believe in curses, but Arkansas might be cursed.
Yeah.
Based on what we've seen, their trips to Omaha over the last couple of years. But LSU moves on, and LSU is a fun team to watch. Bear Jones... He's had some big moments in this College World
that
Series.
That homer to right field.
Yeah, he's hit a couple of Oppo home runs and then the walk-off. That was off of, I can't believe I'm blanking on his name, the former Vandy player who plays second base for Arkansas now, Cam Kozul. Cam Kozul, who plays for Arkansas now, played at Vandy as a freshman last year. That was hit the top of his glove, went into center. Mm-hmm. Game over, season over for Arkansas.
That whole... sequence of, you know, LSU's catcher Hernandez hitting it to left field. And like, if I'm the left fielder, well, hang on, let me back up. We talked about this before. The shortstop not throwing the ball to second base for the double
inexcusable.
Play is just not basic fundamental baseball. I get you go for the lead runner, but double play ends the game.
And you were up two. The lead runner doesn't matter.
Yeah. If you end up getting a force out at second and throwing it to first, and say the guy at first is still safe, you have runners on first and third.
It's They're no down different by... than first and second.
Yeah. Yeah, you're totally fine. But as for the whole thing out in left field, I didn't understand why you were playing. I mean, you're playing deep for the right purpose. I get
right.
that.
Right, you're playing no doubles. You don't want the tying run to score. Because like a ball in front of you doesn't matter very much.
Right. Why would you not let that drop in front of you, grab it,
yeah.
get it off to the cutoff man? That was my thing when I was watching. I was like, why would you dive forward and then try and make a miraculous play when you don't have to?
Right.
You have really good pitching, like I was just talking about. Let your infield and pitching depth do that for you. Don't be the hero that you don't have to be.
I mean, it was Murphy's Law. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. Yeah. In the final couple of at-bats there for Arkansas, they lose. LSU moves on. I don't know who I'm rooting for this weekend. We were talking about that a little bit. Like, it's fun to root for Coastal because they are the underdog, even though they've already won a national championship. Like, Coastal Carolina being out of the Sun Belt is always going to be the underdog against an SEC team. But it is also fun to be able to say the SEC hasn't lost a national championship in college baseball since 2018. I was in high school the last time the SEC didn't win the college baseball national championship. Crazy.
I don't know. Conspiracy theory, whatever. I think the left fielder for Arkansas had something to do with the jello shots. Just saying.
You think LSU might have given him some of their $25,000 they've bought?
Maybe they funneled it into an NIL fund or something. You never know.
I'm pulling for LSU, and I'll tell you why. Because they have a pitcher on their team, and his name is Jaden Newt. And he...
Oh, that's the only reason?
That is the only reason.
Same name? Like,
no,
same,
spelled differently. His is N-O-O-T.
Oh, like Lars. Newt Bar.
Newt Bar. He's part of the clan.
Oh. I guess, yeah, keep it in the family.
I hope he gets drafted so I can finally use my last name in MLB The Show.
That is a good point. As long as he gets to AA, it should get added. So
it's going to be great.
Yeah. Lyman used to be in there, and they took it away.
You had Jake Layman.
I did, yeah. I had that in 2K, but everywhere else I have to go with, like, Lyon or Lidman or something like that.
Leon.
Sandy Leon.
I actually, this year in MLB The Show, I just went with Jones. I was tired of having Jake the wrong name. So Jake Jones was his name. I was just tired
of it. See, I always go with the nicknames. So my guy is like Connor Big Daddy or something like that.
It's a good one. Yeah. It's a good one. I think it's going to be a fun series. I would expect it to go three. Like, you never know. I would probably go, and we're going to make our picks on this, but like LSU, they're pitching tonight with Kate Anderson on the mound.
Yep.
Like, they've got the advantage there, but Coastal's won 26 straight games.
Yeah.
It's tough to pick against a team that's won 26 straight games.
That was one thing I was going to bring up, was the whole streak. If Coastal wins game one and LSU is basically has their backs against the wall in game two, my biggest question is, what arm do you throw in game one for LSU?
Yeah.
Because like,
and how much do you rely on your bullpen in that game?
Yeah. Because it really does come down to bullpen for LSU, because we all know they can hit.
Yeah.
It's not a problem. Same thing for the Chanticleers, right? Chanticleers.
Allegedly it's Chanticleers, but I will keep saying Chanticleers. Okay. I don't care.
Chanticleers, tomato, tomato.
Robbie corrects me every time.
I think it's Chant. Okay. Chanticleers.
What is a Chanticleer?
Is it a rooster?
I actually know the origin.
Oh, please.
I saw
tell.
It on X last night. The name actually comes from Geoffrey Chaucer's The Priest's Nun in the Canterbury Tales.
Oh.
Yes, it comes from Geoffrey Dahmer? What?
What? A name given to a rooster, especially in fairy tales.
Oh, see? Okay. Yeah.
But
there you
go. It is derived from a character in Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, symbolizing pride and fierceness.
Okay.
Pride and fierceness.
Now we know what a Chanticleer is.
We do. And
Chanticleer.
Coastal Carolina, in terms of like mid-major athletic departments, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
They had a good football program for a little bit there until, blanking on the head coach's name, left for Liberty.
Oh, Campbell.
Yep.
Jamie Campbell.
Was it Jamie Campbell?
No, it's not Campbell.
No.
It is Campbell.
Jamie Chadwell.
Chadwell.
Yeah. Oh. Thanks, Frazier.
I just hit my brain. I didn't want to come off as rude. Like, Jamie Chadwell.
Anderson County native, by the way.
I knew it was Jamie. It was Jamie C., but yeah, I was with you. I thought it was Campbell, too.
Because Mississippi State was linked to him, and he put out a tweet saying something about, I'm going to Liberty, and then it had the whole location of Starkville, Mississippi, and I was like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Are you looking at the Mississippi State job, or are you taking Liberty? What's going on?
Yeah, it's always fun, like, flight tracking season, see where those planes are going. Phil S. on our text line says, if your favorite team is an SEC team and they were playing in the championship, you root for the non-SEC team. I'm a Tennessee fan. I do not want to see LSU win. Not at all.
See, I hear you. I'm not a huge conference pride guy either.
It's a pretty stiff answer.
If they...
Straight to the point.
If they had not won five in a row, I would definitely be rooting for Coastal. But right. I just think it is like it's a fun
that's
streak.
The only thing that's keeping me around is I want that streak to stay alive.
Right. And we talked about Arkansas's curse. It could easily be seven. Yeah. The last team that – well, and Virginia beat Vandy in 17, right?
Was that the same year Louisville was in the mix with all that?
Possibly.
Let's see.
I love doing research during
great radio
during the show.
No. Anyhow,
let's see. So, oh, sorry. 2017 Florida won. So Coastal, if Arkansas hadn't choked against Oregon State, the last team that would have won outside of the SEC is Coastal Carolina.
Wow. Sorry, that was my computer that time.
That time it was you.
A lot of Joe Rex
so, wow,
around. Yeah,
that would have been crazy. So we would be, so let's say LSU does win and Arkansas hadn't choked in 18. That would be eight straight. Is that right?
Yep.
One, two, three.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, eight straight SEC champions.
Holy
in
cow.
College baseball. Would have gone all the way back to 2016 when Coastal Carolina beat Arizona. So the SEC, we've talked about how dominant they are in college baseball. Coastal Carolina is going to be the underdog based a lot on reputation, but also that crowd is going to be very Tiger-friendly this weekend.
But we need to stop with this Coastal is a massive underdog thing, because that's a good program.
No, it is a good program.
They have a national title to their name.
I think the biggest issue is going to be the crowd's going to be against them.
Oh, yeah.
LSU just, I mean, they're more talented. LSU is more talented.
Yeah.
But the most talented team doesn't always win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's always the hottest.
Right.
It's interesting because Connor does bring up a good point saying that they are no longer an underdog when it comes to this, because watching ESPN when they were doing the Arkansas-LSU, the first matchup, and then after the LSU won the first matchup, they talked about this one. LSU was the underdog in both of those.
Really?
Because they had the whole ESPN bet thing on the TV.
Oh, maybe underdog's not the right term. We need to stop treating Coastal like a Cinderella team.
Yeah. Right.
Because they're not. They hosted.
That's a good point. Yeah, they were the 13th overall seed.
Yeah.
They're so, not, yeah, it's not like this
just
is,
because they're a G5 program doesn't make them this massive. They're not Murray State.
Right. This isn't right. Like they were a 14 seed in the NCAA basketball tournament.
Right.
They were a 3 seed.
Now
a 4 seed.
Now Coastal, the year they won the national championship, sure, of course they were a Cinderella team.
Right, yeah. Before they had done it.
They hosted a regional site this year.
Yeah. No, this is the equivalent of a 4 seed facing a 2 seed in the NCAA basketball championship.
Yeah.
So it's not like this is David versus Goliath, but Coastal, reputation-wise, and, you know, Jay Johnson brings in really good players to LSU. It will be an uphill battle to win, but it's definitely possible. I really hope it goes 3. I would love a decisive game 3 on Monday night in Omaha. 615-737-1025 is our phone number if you have thoughts on the College World Series Championship. Again, Chanticleers and Tigers going at 6 o'clock first pitch tonight from Omaha. When we come back, I'm going to take over. I don't know what we're calling it. We're Lyman's Lessons. We'll go with it for now. Working title. We'll change it as we go. This one may not even be permanent because I make the grid, so I don't really need my own segment, but we'll do it here.
Yes, you do. Yes,
your
you
segment
do.
Is, whenever you want it to be.
Okay. I'll just throw it in where I want to.
Except 9:45. Don't touch that. It's mine.
All right.
It's in my contract.
Yeah, it is. We negotiated
my
that.
My $5 million contract.
Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. Two more segments here on the show, here on this Saturday. Forest Company, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Final half hour here on this Saturday. Forest Company, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman alongside you. I'm going to... Lyman's Lessons is the working title for this segment. Again, I don't know if we're actually going to keep this, but I'm going to take over here because I have a topic I wanted to get to. I do want to mention some Vandy boys news in the transfer portal, as I just want to see if Brant Herter can get out of this jam. Vandy boys landing Washington State grad transfer outfielder Logan Johnstone. Hit .337 with the Cougars last year, 17 doubles, 9 homers. So
nice.
Tim Corbin working in the portal gets a player who can add to the lineup next year. So, but that is not the topic that I wanted to get to. I wanted to get to the announcement a couple of days ago, Vandy Women's Basketball putting out there that they will open the season in Paris. In the
Paris.
Paris.
The We Play, We spelled O-U-I, as in Wee Wee. The We Play event, I think this is the third year of it. So this year, Baylor, Duke, Vanderbilt, and Cal going to open the season in early November in Paris. Really cool way to grow the game for women's basketball. And they put out a video of the girls finding out yesterday. And the expression on their face of like, oh, Paris. Because usually it's like Education Day game is your first one and you're playing Tarleton State or something like that. But instead, in Paris against Cal. So should be a fun one. Cal was a pretty good team last year. Vandy looking to go get a win overseas to start the season.
See, normally, I'm not a big fan of, especially college, the overseas thing. Like, Kentucky played in London a couple years ago.
Yeah.
They played Michigan. Normally, I'm not a fan of that. But for you and that program, I think that is really cool.
It is cool. I believe it's a 5-day trip. So, going to leave like October 30th, I think it said, and then come back the day after the game, which is November 3rd. So it's not just a up and back, which if you're going all the way to Paris, it shouldn't be.
Bring back some baguettes for us.
Get one of those like painter hats. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It'll go good with skillet. We'll have a meal.
Yeah.
Oui, oui.
Sadly, does that get through customs, the baguettes?
Yeah, I don't see why not, right?
Is it only produce that you're not allowed to bring back in?
Well,
and cheese?
It depends.
Yeah.
Because when I go to Italy, we legit take a whole entire just empty suitcase. Bless you.
Thank you.
We just take an empty suitcase and we fill it with cheese, Nutella, bread, and then a bunch of knickknacks.
Oh, wow.
Just little gifts. Yeah. So I think you're okay.
Okay.
You just got to check the bag, I believe.
Okay. All right. You
bring us
check
back
it.
Some souvenirs.
Okay. Yeah.
A lock of Victor Wembanyama's hair or something like that.
I don't think he'll be there. I believe the NBA season has started at that point. But maybe it's just lying around somewhere.
Break into like Paris Saint-Germain.
Break in.
Yeah.
Break into their stadium and steal some pitch dirt or something.
Awesome.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
If you could see a Euro game there, that'd be pretty crazy.
Yeah, I'd have to look and see like what the schedule is, but
because I've heard they've had like 20,000 people crowds. Like
really?
Like heavy crowds.
I've always wanted to go to a Euro game.
It'd be cool.
Euro soccer. I'm not even a soccer guy, but like
I'm talking about European basketball.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not talking about soccer. I'm talking about basketball.
Basketball?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the schedule.
Oh, those are electric.
Fans are throwing flares. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like a soccer game.
Yeah, essentially so.
I've always wanted to go to a European soccer, like experience a game in like Old Trafford or something like that. That'd be pretty cool. That'd be really cool.
Tigers are horrible.
It's all right.
But yes, I'm excited. It's gonna be a fun trip, and you know, it's a good way for Vandy to put themselves out there on the national stage. You know, people will watch those games, partly because just it's in Paris. But I believe USC played Ole Miss out there last year, so these are good games. Duke and Baylor is the other game out there. Both those teams have been Sweet 16 teams.
That's not a sports management magazine.
So I'm excited. I think it'll be good, and you know, it is cool that they're going up a little early, so you know, the team will get a chance to see the sights, and you know,
will there be a French broadcast?
Well, I don't
hear
know.
Do any
I,
French
Jake do Lyman. I have to broadcast in French?
You should open up in French.
Bonjour.
Yes. Bonjour. Just do a full one sentence.
I hope Connor's producing that game.
Oh, God. Well, I don't do your games usually.
At 3 in the morning.
I don't think I've ever done a game for you.
Yeah, you have.
Mm-mm.
You've done at least one.
Nope.
Yeah, you have.
Mm-mm.
I'm like 100% sure that
I'm
you
like
have.
100% sure I have.
I've done one game for
you. Yes, you did.
Yep.
You did.
Remember that.
Yeah, so don't know a ton about the rest of the schedule yet, but that is the second game that's been released. I think I mentioned Vandy playing Virginia in the ACC-SEC Challenge, so chance to beat the Hoos, which is always fun. But yeah, playing Cal in Paris. I have not been to Paris before, so check France off the bucket list.
What do you want to accomplish when you're there? You want to go see like a statue or something?
I don't know.
Eiffel Tower?
Yeah.
The City of Love.
Yeah. I mean,
bring Tatum with you.
You should.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's going to be the goal.
Go shop at Louis Vuitton.
I think I might get in trouble if I didn't try and bring Tatum with me.
That's where Ratatouille took place.
Yeah.
Should I go try and find all the Ratatouille sites?
A movie ahead of its time, by the way.
It was.
I said it yesterday. I'll say it again. Dolby Atmos. You do not see that in any other Disney movie.
What is is it Gusteau's? Is that's the name of the I should be
you
like,
should you should sightsee every Ratatouille place.
Sorry guys, I'm gonna miss practice. I need to go find Gusteau's.
This is where Remy cooked the
I have
stew.
To eat there. I've got to go find the shed that they used to live in. I don't know. I guess once we get closer I'll start researching. It's 4 months away, but do have to find some good sightseeing. Obviously, Eiffel Tower.
So this would be your second international game you've called, right? Or second
yes.
location.
Norfolk, Virginia is not international.
No. Didn't y'all go to Italy?
So
right?
Yeah, we went to Italy for a summer trip.
Okay.
So I called the game there just into a recorder, but it wasn't live. But we did go to Mexico my first year for a Thanksgiving tournament. So,
okay. So this will be your third country?
Third country with Vanderbilt.
Good for you.
It's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've never been outside of this country before.
Well,
ever. I'm going to climb into Fraser's trunk when he goes back to Nani's homeland.
Yeah, there you go.
It'd be fun. Just There are no stars and stripes where we're going, but we'll be all right.
Yeah, I'll give you stars and stripes.
Well,
knuckle sandwich.
I mean, just
I've got my PS5 outside.
Yeah, that guy never showed up.
He didn't show up unless
Texan's been on one, man.
It has. The last 2 days, the text line's been popping off.
They're going football crazy.
I don't know if anybody can tell out there, but Connor and I might be setting in some radio fatigue as we've been on the air for 7 of the last 22 hours.
Yeah, which doesn't sound like a lot.
But if you're sleeping for 8 of it, you know, that's a long time. Especially in June, where there's just not a whole lot going on.
I think we need a vacation.
Haven't taken mine yet.
I think we need a beer.
I just had a vacation. Yeah, that would work.
I need a beer.
What?
What? Are we doing this again?
I mean, anytime you say it, it's just going
to
trigger
Well, the next
me.
Reel needs to be Nihao, because that was fantastic.
Yeah, that was pretty... I don't know if I want to put that... Maybe social media doesn't need to see that one.
I don't.
Anyway, that was Lyman's Lessons, the first one, that Vandy going to be in Paris to start off the women's college basketball season. And should be a good one. There's a lot of outlets out there that have Vandy as like a borderline top 10 team heading into this year.
Really?
So, yeah. Charlie Cream, I think, had them as 12th for ESPN. And then I saw there's another like Twitter account that follows women's basketball had us 10th. So
I know you're pretty well-versed with Vandy women's basketball. What has, I guess, Shea Ralph done to bolster that lineup going into this season?
Added some size in the portal. Aaliyah Del Rosario, 6'6 from LSU, former five-star recruit, brought her in. And then Jackalangum Wenintunda from Texas.
Look at you go, Freeman.
6 foot, 6 foot two forward. She was in the Final Four with Texas last year. Brings a lot of experience. You know, in the SEC, you got to have size, you got to have physicality, and I think that was a big addition alongside Michaela Blakes and Camille Pierre.
I know it's just one game sample size that I'm about to describe, like the Duke game last year in the tournament.
Oregon.
It was at Duke. So, like, I felt like watching that game, there were some times where Vandy was getting out rebounded.
Yeah, well, they had Philly Che was 6'7", 6'8". Massive in the post, and it's tough when a girl can just kind of like pluck rebounds over the top. So no, the size should be better, and then obviously Michaela and Camille, they actually just competed in the Team USA AmeriCup trials. Michaela made the team.
Wow.
So Michaela Blakes will be competing with Team USA at the FIBA AmeriCup this year, and so that's great experience. They should be better this year. I think it's going to be a fun season. I think very good chance that Vandy is hosting tournament games in March.
How competitive are they in the SEC, do you think?
SEC is going to be tough. I think Vandy's going to be a top half of the league team, which they've been for the last 2 years. But Ole Miss got better. Tennessee got better. South Carolina's always great. LSU's always good. Texas is going to be really good. So it's going to be competitive, but I think Vandy's right there in the mix for, you know, 4 through 8 in the league. So,
yeah,
I'm excited. I can't believe we're almost halfway through the offseason. So, it'll be fun, and it all starts in France. That was Lyman's Lessons, if that's what we're going to call it. I'm gonna find a better name for next week.
We can workshop it.
We're going to workshop it. I don't like Lyman's Lessons, but that was, like, the only thing I could think of. next week, we'll have a better name for it, and I'll just throw it in wherever. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show, we'll make some picks, and we'll get out of here on Four's Company, 1025-1063 The Game. Final segment, Four's Company on this Saturday, 1025-1063 The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman with you. Our extended show hour, second week with the 9 to noon showtime. It's been fun. Tried out some new segments today. Some of them worked, some of them didn't. But we're excited to be on for 3 hours, and it's time to make our weekend picks. Big weekend coming up. We've talked about the College World Series and Coastal Carolina and LSU squaring off. Best of three starting tonight at 6, but also a big one in the NBA. Game 7. First Game 7 in the NBA since 2016. Pacers and Thunder in Oklahoma City tomorrow night. Who gets the win? Who takes home the Larry O'Brien Trophy? Nick Frazier.
I think the Thunder will prevail and be top dogs for the rest of the offseason. So I'm going with Thunder.
I mean, we kind of did it yesterday, Jake and I. I'm going Thunder as well.
We said it without saying it.
I think it'll be a close game. I think the Thunder end up winning by 8-10, and that's just because free throws allow them to pull away. But it should be a fun one. Do I think it'll be an under 100-point scoring game? Absolutely not.
No, I think it'll be high scoring. I want to pick the Pacers so bad because they've exceeded expectations. They've defied the odds. Every time everyone counts them out, they find a way to win. But the Thunder, they've been the best team in the league all year, and they're playing at home. That crowd's going to be rocking. I have a really tough time going against OKC. I think the Thunder take it home and win the title. Jake Wallman?
The team that normally wins Game 6 wins Game 7.
That is true.
Give me the Pacers.
The last three times that a team won Game 6 trailing 3-2, they won Game 7 too. So Jake Wallman going with the Indiana Pacers. Coastal and LSU. We've picked the College World Series like four times, so we're not picking the series. But let's pick Game 1. Who takes the game tonight between the Chanticleers and the Tigers?
I think LSU shows up and brings their A game. I'm going to go LSU. And by the way, for the NBA, just for fun, that's Game 7, 123-121.
Wow. Oh, so you think we're going to get like a big moment at the end.
I think so.
That's all I'm hoping for. Give us a Game 7 moment that we remember from this series. Because we were talking about it yesterday. The last three we do. And actually, I was completely wrong. I was messing up the Lakers-Celtics series.
It was a different one.
I was thinking of the Celtics. Anything won in is 08. Possible. Yes, yeah. They won in 08. In 2010, the Lakers won in 7.
Kevin Garnett.
Yeah. I was completely wrong the whole day yesterday. I just assumed that was the anything is possible one. Yeah, that's my bad. But yes, I hope we get a big moment in the NBA. So you got LSU in College World Series Game 1.
I'll go Coastal. I think Coastal, they're coming in hot. They've won 26 straight. I think they come in firing hot, and I think the bats get hot, and I think they win this one.
I'm going to go LSU, too. I think the Tigers, they've gotten hot. They've got the pitching. I think LSU takes it, and I do think it goes 3, but I think LSU takes Game 1 tonight. Jake Wallman?
I'm going to go Coastal as well, and I'm interested to see how LSU responds. Coastal normally scores most of their runs in early innings. So, like, if Coastal can throw that first punch, how does LSU react and throw a counter?
Yeah.
Give me the shots.
All right. So we're split down the middle on College World Series Game 1. That's coming up at 6. And our wild card for today. Anybody ready with a wild card?
Oh, I'm
okay.
Ready.
Nick Frazier, you got it.
Picking a sport, rugby. NRL. Okay.
That is a sport.
Yep. At 11 p.m. tonight, my favorite team, the Brisbane Broncos, take on the Sharks. They're taking on Ronaldo Molitao, who is probably one of the best wingers right now in NRL. But the Broncos, I think it's a 5-7 matchup, so it's top 8, both playoff teams. I just think, you know, the Broncos with Reese Walsh and Pat Kerrigan, they need to kind of click on all cylinders because Billy Walters is just not doing it for him.
Yeah,
so, yeah. I was going to say the same thing. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
We're just all on the same page. I love it.
Connor Newt, what's your wild card?
You know what? I'll go Orioles-Yankees. I think the Yankees are on quite the skid as of late. I think they bounce back today. Give me the Yankees to even up the series against the Orioles.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. This might be a stretch. I'm going to pick the Tampa Bay Rays to beat the Detroit Tigers.
Oh, you can't pick a game already in progress. Man. Come on.
I'm kidding.
That's a pretty good pick.
Yeah, I mean.
Good one.
They're doing better than 500
They
right
were
now.
Down 4-0, so let's see.
I'm going to pick Team FaZe to beat Team Rocket in the Call of Duty Invitational.
Who do I want to pick?
Picking a game also in the second inning. Is crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm just frustrated that the Tigers gave up 4 when they should have been out of that inning. I will go with the Athletics to beat the Guardians tonight. I like the A's
in the battle of poor franchises.
They had a really long, tough stretch for the Athletics after a great start, but I think they spin out of it tonight. Jake Wallman, what's your wild card?
So I'm going off the grid here, much like Frazier. But this is...
I'm on the grid. We're in a...
Okay.
It's a real sport. Con.
Yeah, we're good.
I'm going to go with golf in the Travelers Championship this weekend. Scottie Scheffler's running that sport right now. Give me Scheffler to...
Notice.
Hold on and...
Golf's a sport.
Golf is a sport. Yep.
G- Give me Scheffler to hold on and win the Travelers this weekend.
You've got Scotty. I saw Rory play pretty well the other day after his meltdown.
What about Brian Griffin?
Brian and Lois.
Right.
They had a really great start. Now, I like Rory, but yeah, his antics last week was a little bit over the top.
When does he not have a meltdown? You know?
I know.
It's almost like every other tournament, it's either him or Shane Lowry have a meltdown.
Well, yeah, they both did. Yeah. Shane Lowry had some choice words about Oakmont. And Rory just declining to speak to the media. I get it. It's tough. You're frustrated. You don't want to go out there and answer questions. But it is part of your contractual obligation. Tigers are horrible.
Just like us. We have to answer questions.
Right. We have to answer questions. When somebody texts into the text line, we are contractually obligated to answer them.
No matter how stupid your take is.
I'm just kidding. No, we're not. We are not. I like Rory, but he did do the, like, holier-than-thou thing with Liv of, like, these are all terrible people for taking this money, and now he's kind of turned into a drama queen the last couple of years, which...
Wants his money.
He does. He does. And it is funny, all the Liv guys, like, Bryson won a major last year, but outside of that, those guys have all kind of fallen off a cliff. Like,
John Rahm was world number one, and now he's...
Rahm's not great. Koepka doesn't compete in majors as much anymore. Dustin Johnson hasn't been good.
Who's the best Liv? DeChambeau?
Bryson's been the best lately. Yeah. Patrick Reed. Cameron Smith, like those guys have still been decent, but it is funny. It seems like those guys, they took their money and then just kind of let their game slip a little bit.
Yeah, I will say for Liv golfers, it's kind of funky because last year, Brooks Koepka, one of the Liv golfers, was at the PBR event. And every, I guess, Liv golf team there is like an owner to that team. They follow them around everywhere.
Really?
It's really weird. Yeah, like it's almost like they own you in some regard.
Yeah, I mean, I do like Brooks Koepka, and I saw a video this week, I'm sure, did you guys see this, of him, like, he was dressed up as John Daly, I think, and he was dancing around, like, he's living life. Like, Brooks Koepka's living life, and I'm sure that the hundreds of millions of dollars, yeah, if you look this up, be prepared. He made, what, $300 million? Was that the, or was that the Tiger offer?
That's not an appropriate outfit.
Brooks Koepka.
Not from Brooks.
Liv contract. $130 million. So I don't think he's losing sleep, but he always talked about how he wanted to win as many majors as possible. And that was, he would never compete in any of the other ones. He'd always be like on the cut line, but majors, he was always in it. It's just not the case anymore.
No, it's not. And then that's just the lay of the land now for just golf in general. These Liv golfers, like you're talking about, just only, you know, they're only allowed to go into PGA sanctions for majors. That's
right.
It. But besides that, even their events they put on for themselves, it's just not entertaining.
No one really cares about Liv golf that much.
No. Like when it came to Nashville, it was cool, but
I think it's cool to see in person, but no one wants to turn that on TV.
And for the PGA to do it on a weekly basis of just doing like a regular term, which is awesome, but to have the waste management once a year, that's what makes it great.
Yeah,
it's almost like Liv golf is doing that.
They're trying to do it every single week,
and they're abusing it, which doesn't work.
Yeah, the Open is in what, a couple of weeks?
I believe so. I know right now it's the Travelers.
It is coming up.
Love this golf talk, guys.
I love golf. You know you do.
We kind of just got ourselves on a little tangent here at the end. We're running out of time. Yes, the 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th of July. So
who's that?
About a month until we get the Open Championship, and we'll see who takes home the final major of the year. That'll about wrap things up for us here on Four's Company. Fun show. Again, we tested out some new segments. I liked Where Are They Now? I think we're going to...
I did too.
We're going to bring that back.
It's here to stay.
We'll refine it.
Yes, it's going to be different but the same next week.
I'll have some good ones.
Yes,
for you.
Connor Newt is going to be the czar of Where Are They Now next week.
I'm going to look up every Kentucky basketball player from like
early 2000s. You know I'm going to sneak one.
There will be
right?
At least one Kentucky player in there.
You know, he's DeMarcus Cousins because he's not in the league right now.
He's no longer in the Puerto Rican league, right?
Yeah, he got so. Canned.
You know I'll sneak one in. Where is Benny Snell now?
Yeah, I'll have to find that one out. I don't know.
I can tell you right now, Detroit Lions.
Oh. Okay.
Plenty to listen to on the Game Nashville Sports Network this weekend. You've got Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan. MLB is on 102.5 later today. You've got NASCAR tomorrow. You got the Cats in the AF1 semifinals. Make sure you keep it tuned here all weekend long. For Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman, I am Jake Lyman signing off. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.